This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 18 Aug 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, it's a warm and sunny day. In Tel Aviv, the beaches are inviting with clear skies. Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant afternoon. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, perfect for an outdoor stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, 6 hours ago, Trump responds to Iran, saying actions with B-2 bombers will delay Iran's nuclear capabilities. Also, from Israel Hayom, 48 minutes ago, Eli Cohen, Levin, and Ohana lead the primaries with 65% of votes counted. Also this hour. From the Times of Israel, settlers reportedly set Palestinian fields ablaze in a series of nighttime attacks across the West Bank. Separately, as reported by the Jerusalem Post a short time ago, Smotrich urges Netanyahu to conquer Gaza and establish military governance. And finally, Axios reports, from 9 hours ago, Kushner encourages Netanyahu to consider Hamas disarmament plans in Gaza, though skepticism remains. Reaction has been swift on social media. Fatah spokesperson Ahmed Fatou, posting just minutes ago, outlined actions desired from Israel if Hamas disarms and relinquishes control of Gaza, according to Al Arabiya English. Monica Marks, a political analyst, highlighted the strategic importance of Georgia in U.S. politics, posting 18 minutes ago about its diverse population and electoral significance. From AG News, writing 19 minutes ago, a report confirmed a vessel in the Strait of Hormuz was struck by a projectile, resulting in damage and a crew casualty. The Omani Coast Guard is assisting. Let's go deeper. Starting with the report from Walla, President Trump addressed reporters, emphasizing that the deployment of B-2 bombers over Iran aims to curb nuclear development. This move highlights escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran. The international community watches closely as nuclear negotiations face new hurdles. Turning to the primaries update from Israel Hayom, Eli Cohen, Yair Levin, and Amir Ohana are leading, with 65% of the votes counted. This indicates a strong showing for the current leadership within the party. The results could significantly influence future political strategies in Israel. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports settlers have launched multiple attacks, including arson, across the West Bank. The incidents coincide with heightened tensions in the region. Palestinian communities are increasingly concerned about their safety and property. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post reports Bezalel Smotrich's call for military governance in Gaza. This comes as Israel faces ongoing security challenges. The call suggests a shift towards more aggressive policies in handling Gaza. Finally, Axios highlights Jared Kushner's push for testing Hamas disarmament. Despite skepticism from Israeli officials, this proposal could open new avenues for dialogue. The outcome may impact future peace negotiations in the region. On the economic front. First, from Ynet Business, earlier today, Chinese sportswear giant Anta plans to enter the Israeli market through a venture with Castro Renuar, aiming to start operations in 2027 with a significant investment. Separately, Tech reports on Anthropic's $7 billion Descartes deal, spotlighting the young co-founder Orion Leidersdorf, marking a significant milestone in Israel's tech industry. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces good news for students in Jerusalem. The approval of 667 new dormitory apartments at the Hebrew University promises to ease housing challenges for students. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.